actually had coffee with a guy here who lives just in the town over the river from me. And we, you know, knew that we were in the same area. We had connected in this Facebook group. And so we were like, oh, let's have coffee and talk blogging. So we had a conversation and we talked about a lot of different things. He was growing his team and things. And so I just shared my experience and I happened to mention Facebook ads. I don't even remember how it came up, but then that really piqued his curiosity. And he was like, you know, I need somebody who can train my team on Facebook. And wow. So, yeah. So at that point, like I had friends online. One of my friends, actually her day job was to run ads for an agency. That was her day job. And so I was like, well, I've got my friend over here I can connect you to. And he was like, no, Monica, I want you to train my team. And so I thought, well, okay, I think this is one of the most moments where I feel like scared out of my mind, but it's a great opportunity that I just need to say yes to and know that I'll figure it out.
Welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, speaking with entrepreneurs in my brand building series. Today's entrepreneur, I'm really geeked out to speak with. I've never really met, I feel like I've met her in person, but I've never had an in-depth conversation. And I am thrilled to have the opportunity to pick her brain because her time is money, guys. So listen up to this show. I am speaking with the fabulous Monica Louie. She's going to school us on why she created her course, how she fell into becoming the Facebook guru rock star that she is. Like, we're going to get into it. I'm very excited about this episode. And I really appreciate that she's able to hang out with me and kind of share what she does, who she is, and how she got into this. I will ask some slightly awkward questions about Facebook and things changing because I'm sure she notices that, you know, just as part of her business. So we'll talk about that. And if you hear little people in the background, little people are welcome. And so her little guy might come and you know, speak with her during the show. No big whoop. Deal with it. So hi, Monica, how are you?
I'm so great. I am so happy to be here. Thank you, Michelle. I'm excited for this.
Thank you for joining me. And if you could share a little bit about who you are and what you do, that would be awesome. And we'll get into it.
Sure. I am Monica Louie. I'm a Facebook and ads or Facebook and Instagram ads strategist. I have three parts of my business. I run a fast-paced ads agency where we work with online businesses, 6- and 7-figure online businesses to help them run ads for their offerings. And I also offer coaching and consulting when I have time. And I have an online course called Flourish with Facebook Ads.
I want to buy the course, by the way. So that's a side note. So I want to just get right into it. If you could kind of describe how you even got into this, what happened that got you thinking about Facebook ads? Like, what were you doing to even get into this somewhat complicated thing for a lot of people? I've run Facebook ads and I feel like more often than not, it's maybe a fluke when they've gone well. So I would love to kind of roll back to that first couple of months where you're toying around with this thing. And what was even your goal? Like, why were you even doing that? Let's go from there.
Sure. So I started off in the online space with my personal finance blog. This was back in January 2015. I started my blog chronicling our debt-free journey for my husband and I. We made this goal. We had two little kids. Well, actually, when we made the goal, it was 2013. And we had our son. He was almost two. And then our daughter was on the way. And we decided that we were going to pay off all of our debt, including our mortgage, by the time we turned 40. So we were 32 at the time. Wow. And we decided we were going to tackle that big goal. It was $320,000 of debt in 8 years. And really, we wanted to do that because we had just gone from two incomes down to one, and we felt extremely vulnerable. And we knew that if we had gotten rid of the debt, that we would feel much more secure in our financial situation. So we started just tackling the debt left and right, paying things off here and there. My husband was working extra hours, selling things, you know, anything that we didn't need, anything was lying around. And so we ended up paying off $120,000 of debt in 2 years on a single middle-class income with these two cute little things, you know, running around as well. And so people naturally really started asking us how we were doing that. So that's when I got the idea to start the blog, because I really wanted to, I was staying home at the time with the kids, and I really wanted to use that time to build a business from home that I could create on my own schedule and allow flexibility. But I had no idea what I could do, what I could even create from home. And so that's when I started learning about blogging. And so I started this blog and I started following people like Pat Flynn and Amy Porterfield. And in following Amy Porterfield, she talked about Facebook ads and webinars and how you can grow your audience with just, you know, a few dollars a day spending on Facebook ads. And it was a great way to share your message and reach more people. So at the end of 2015, I had followed her practice and I had created a webinar to help people learn how they could get out of debt themselves.
Oh, and
I had still a small audience. I mean, my traffic was just growing at a snail's pace. I had, you know, maybe a few hundred people on my Facebook page, a few hundred people on my email list. And so I ended up learning Facebook ads from Amy Porterfield. And that's when I had great success with my first campaign. And then I took what I learned from that campaign and applied it to my second campaign a couple months later, had amazing results with that campaign. And that's when people in my blogging network started asking me for help with their Facebook ads. Because as you said, I mean, Facebook, it's like this big mystery. It's like, well, you know, something works great, but how do we know why it worked? And when it doesn't work, then we just feel like we're throwing spaghetti at the wall and we just cross our fingers and hope. And so by working with a bunch of different people and a bunch of different strategies and offerings with a bunch of different audiences, and we were all getting great results, I started to piece together what really made, you know, the difference in the campaigns that worked and the campaigns that didn't work. And so that's when I transitioned to becoming a full-time Facebook ads coach initially, and my business just took off from there.
I'm really intrigued by the fact that you were positioned very differently than what you're doing now. So what, could I ask what that first campaign was? Were you like trying to drive people to a blog post that you're really excited about or get them to sign up for something? Like, what was your initial ask and how did it pivot so dramatically in such a short time? I get that people were asking you about your results, but it's just very fascinating to me that you went from, hey, we're like paying off ridiculous amount of debt, and everyone's like, Facebook ads. You know what I mean?
Right. So let's see. So that very first, well, I will say my very first official campaigns was when I boosted a blog post, which is what I was in this mastermind with other bloggers. And they said like a good strategy was to like every time you come up with a new article, then you boost it on your page and that'll create more engagement on your page and drive more traffic. And then over time, as you keep doing that, that will build up your following on Facebook and drive more traffic to your blog, which sounded like a great idea. But then when I learned how to do Facebook ads the right way, I learned that you'd be much more strategic with your ad spend and get much more results. But that first campaign where I followed Amy's step-by-step instructions in creating the campaign, that was to drive traffic to my webinar to get signups. And that converted at $1.26 per webinar registration, which was, I mean, that's a phenomenal conversion. Amy said back then a good cost per conversion was $1 to $3.
Wow.
And yeah, nowadays, a good cost per conversion is anywhere up to like $5, $6, $7. A lot of my clients, though, were able to still get costs in the $1, $2, you know, and up to $5 range. But I was really pleased at $1.26 because I had no idea if I would, you know, if it was going to work. I was still kind of like, you know, I followed her instructions, but I still was like crossing my fingers, like, I hope I'm not wasting my money here.
Right.
And so it worked. And then the second campaign converted at $1.01. So same strategy, just I tweaked the ad, but drove traffic to my webinar to get signups. And I got over 200 signups I got 213 signups for just $212 signups at $213, because it was $1 and a penny per conversion. So I was really pleased. And so, yeah, so I was beginning to build this, you know, online network in the blogging space and the personal finance community, which is how you and I know each other. And so I actually had coffee with a guy here who lives just in the town over the river from me. And we, you know, knew that we were in the same area. We had connected in this Facebook group. And so we were like, oh, let's have coffee and talk blogging. So we had a conversation conversation, and we talked about a lot of different things. He was growing his team and things, and so I just shared my experience, and I happened to mention Facebook ads. I don't even remember how it came up, but then that really piqued his curiosity, and he was like, you know, I need somebody who can train my team on Facebook. And So at that point, like, I had friends online. One of my friends, actually, her day job was to run ads for an agency. That was her day job. And so I was like, well, I've got my friend over here I can connect you to. And he was like, no, Monica, I want you to train my team. And so I thought, well, okay, I think this is one of the most moments where I feel like scared out of my mind, but it's a great opportunity that I just need to say yes to and know that I'll figure it out. So I ended up putting on a live training for his team about just organic Facebook marketing, improving the page and driving traffic and building engagement on the Facebook page. And then he asked me to come back and actually work with one of his team members to create a campaign so that we could drive traffic to their monetized blog post. And that, I mean, I was completely open with my lack of experience to him. Wow. But he had this confidence in me that I didn't know, you know, should be there. And we ended up having like pretty good results with that campaign. And so then from there, I think people in his team started to share my name, that as people were asking about Facebook ads, my name started to get out there. And so, I mean, initially I was very open with my limited experience with Facebook ads. You know, I knew what had worked for me. I knew what had worked with other people, you know, that I'd worked with, but I was very open that I didn't want to, you know, step into calling myself a Facebook ads expert before I really felt like, you know, I had some good street cred to like be able to stake that claim. And so then as I started to work with this person and that person and this person, that person, I was blown away with the results, and I was having a lot of fun. That's when I ended up selling my first blog and jumping into full-time Facebook ads. And I was like, I need to, you know, claim this, because I know that these are amazing results. I know that these are phenomenal results, and I'm having a lot of fun. So there's got to be something here. And then that's when I made that shift and my business completely took off.
I want to touch on being bold. So for me, it wasn't that you had imposter syndrome. You were just like, wait a minute, like, you've got this faith in me and I don't know if I'm there yet with you, but okay. So could you talk about just being bold and saying yes to the opportunity? Because I feel like a lot of listeners and would say no. And part of the reason why I'm doing this series is to get to push people to say yes and step out of their comfort zone when other people recognize a brilliance in you, if you will. So could you touch on how it felt for you to kind of step into that role that this person who became a client put you in?
Yeah. I mean, so I knew I had been learning about personal development, and I mean, I knew that, you know, growth happens outside of your comfort zone. And so sometimes you just need to act confident before you actually feel confident, and then the confidence will come. And so I kind of looked back into other areas of my life where, you know, I'd kind of taken that leap and said yes, you know, knowing or at least hoping that I would figure it out. And then, you know, knowing that like it all worked out in the past. So like in my corporate job, before I left my job to be a stay-at-home mom, I moved up really fast in my corporate job. And I remember when I was having my interview for to become an account manager, which was like a big step up from where I was, I still felt very new and very young in my role and my a role that I was in, that, you know, becoming an account manager just felt like this huge responsibility. But all the people that I were interviewing with, all the managers, they had this confidence in me that, you know, they wouldn't have been interviewing me if they didn't think that I could do the job. And so I just really held on to that. And then I was able to rock and roll and have great success in that role. And so I kind of took that, you know, into my online business, where, you know, I knew Facebook ads felt like this big, scary thing. And I didn't want to overstep, act like I was supremely confident when I wasn't yet. You know, I had only really done a few campaigns, but I also knew that it was just a great opportunity, that if he saw something in me, then maybe I also needed to find that in myself and take that leap, you know? And so again, I was very open about my limited experience with Facebook ads, but I did. I mean, I dove in, I studied, I just totally went all in so that I could over deliver. And then with my first client after that, they trusted me. And so I said, okay, so I over prepared, you know, for our first meeting. I just wanted to feel completely prepared for anything that might come up or any questions she might have. And I totally over prepared, but I mean, that helped us set things off on the right foot. And we ended up, you know, having great results when we worked together. So I know that I will dive in and figure it out. And so I, you know, as I've proven that to myself time and time again, then that helps fuel me forward to take even bigger risks and bigger chances in my business.
I'm curious about why you decided to, you have more than one revenue stream, but I'm very curious about developing the course. Mm-hmm. What came, like, why did you just, why was that something that was appealing to you? What was the impetus, basically? Were you just like, I keep answering these damn questions and they, for the love of God, if I have to answer this over and over again, when I could just give you a template, what happened for you to be like, you know what, I just need to box this up and sell it to people because you're making me tired? I'm curious about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had the idea of an online course, you know, on something. Like, originally I thought it was going to be in my debt freedom process, you know, my first blog. I thought that I would eventually create, you know, that, turn that into an online course. And because I'd learned about it from Amy Porterfield and Pat Flynn, I learned about, you know, the sweet side of passive income and, you know, how online courses can create that for you. So that was something that I had in my mind that I knew I would want to do. But then when I started my Facebook ads business with one-on-one coaching. So I was just private coaching, we were sharing screens, and I was teaching these entrepreneurs how to create Facebook ad campaigns. And I love working with my clients. I love engaging with entrepreneurs and helping them grow their businesses. I absolutely was having a great time at doing that. But as word started to spread, then my calendar was just, you know, filling up and filling up and filling up. And I was raising my rates. I was raising my rates really quickly. But I knew that, you know, in order to really scale and grow, that I would need to leverage my time much more. And so that's when, it was August of 2017, I decided to create my online course, and I ended up launching it in September of 2017. So it was a really quick turnaround. But I knew that if I didn't have that tight deadline, if I had just had some, like, you know, random, you know, idea of like, okay, I'm working on this, that I would let it, you know, be this ongoing project that would never really get done. And so I had that tight deadline and I got it done, and it's been a great piece of my business ever since.
Let's talk more about the course, because I actually have developed a free toolkit and I call it Do It Ugly. And the idea is that most people will overthink action, and mm-hmm. they won't launch that course. They won't write that book. They won't create that podcast. So the toolkit is just basically a starter resource for whatever creative endeavor someone wants to focus on. There's five. There's creating an event, the podcast, blog, writing a book, or creating a course. So you literally, I'm like, look, just do it ugly, because over time you'll see, one, if you like it, if you like whatever you've created, maybe you hate it and you haven't invested a whole bunch of money in it and time into it. You can prove
that's it.
Wrong. Minimum viable. Yeah. Where you figure out whether or not people are actually going to be interested in it. So I launched my course last year for Make Money with eBooks. I've had 150 students come in that class. It is an ugly course, but it gives people results, right? I can't imagine if I had sat there and been like, you know, I don't know about this. Like, maybe I shouldn't do it. I feel like I wouldn't even have this conversation with you, because I wouldn't have the insight to what it's like to create a product like that. So if you could talk about having that tight deadline, what that looked like in terms of how your videos were, the look of your course. Was it that you were really fortunate to connect with people who could make it pretty? Or were you like, okay, we're going to make it look the best that we can, and we're going to get it launched, and then we'll refine it over time. So just if you could share what that, like, the behind the scenes were, besides having that tight deadline, just in terms of how you wanted the students to interact with you, the aesthetics, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So there's actually just very few videos in the course. So I wanted to make it a video course right from the get-go, since that's what I'm used to. But I ended up, because of the tight deadline, I ended up running out of time. And I mean, just as you said, I launched the minimum viable product, and we updated the course last year, and we're going to update it and add video, even more video, you know, video modules this year. So, yeah. So initially, I mean, it was very much the minimum viable product, but it validated that people, you know, first of all, wanted the course, and secondly, that it was able to help people achieve amazing results. And so that's been really great. But as far as like the behind the scenes, I mean, as you might imagine, it was very quick pace. So I knew exactly, you know, how I teach people to run Facebook ad campaigns, but I had to put it down, you know, and back up and break it down very step by step by step, and also make it much more general, because when I work one-on-one with my clients, you know, we have their specific offer that we're working with. Right. And so I had to be able to break it down to be able to speak to a variety of different offers. But I had some very key team members help me with that, with creating the course, that if I did not have them, it would have taken much longer and been much more painful a process for me. So I had my project manager. It was funny because I hired her in the beginning of August of 2017. And I remember I hired her because I just knew that she was amazing. She was in my network already. I knew who she was. And I was like, you know, if you're available, then I want you on my team. I don't think I have much right now to give you, but I really want to build that relationship with you. So then I decided to create the course, and we both had much more work than Wow. we had anticipated on our plates. So she really helped me to kind of format the course and get it organized and get it all, you know, laid out. And then I had my website designer who was creating the course website on WordPress. So I started it off as a WordPress website, because mm-hmm. I wanted it to be custom built. I wanted to have this custom look and feel. And so that's how I started. The course today is now unteachable because I've tried a few different plugins, you know, course plugins for WordPress. But it just ended up being too much of a tech headache with different, you know, tools trying to speak to each other and then breaking. And it just wasn't a very good, customer experience when people would, you know, pay me money for this course, but then have trouble logging in. And then, you know, we couldn't get back to them or figure it out for a couple of hours if they were in a different time zone or whatever. And it just ended up not being a very good user experience. So once we transitioned to Teachable at the middle of last year, we've been super happy with them ever since. And it's been a much more seamless of process for our students. But behind the scenes, it was the website designer, like, making everything pretty and putting it all on the website. Me, like, spitting out the content, and my project manager kind of organizing it and helping it make sure it flow and edit. And then I would do another edit. And so we worked together and we hustled and we got it done.
What was that first launch like for you with the course? Were you helped by word of mouth in addition to your expertise with the Facebook ads? Like, how did that come together?
Yeah. So I launched my website. So MonicaLouie.com, I launched it in June of 2017. So my website for my Facebook ads business was very new. And so with that, I started doing weekly Facebook lives, and I ended up following Pat Flynn's strategy in Will It Fly. Have you read his book, Will It Fly?
No, it's on my list. I have so many books.
It's a great book. And so he basically talks about whatever your business idea is, whether it's a product or just a blog or whatever it is, that you validate it and make sure that people actually want it. And if it's a paid offer, that people actually want to pay money for it. Mm-hmm. So with that, I followed his process and I ended up talking about the course. The course was coming. I was working on it. We were, you know, launching it in September. It was going to be ready by the end of September. And so I was talking about it on my Facebook Lives. And then I'd pull the Facebook Lives each week into an ad and put a little bit of ad spend in them so that I could reach more people. Because remember, my website, my Facebook page were just babies. I mean, 2 months old at that time. And so, so I would put a little bit of ad spend toward those each week. And, I offered a pre-launch, I can't remember what I called it. Introductory, basically like an introductory price. So basically before it launched, you could get it at super cheap, you know, the right. cheapest that it would ever be. Right. And I ended up starting to make some sales from that. And so I was actually really surprised. But it was nice to begin to validate that. I figured that I had already validated the idea by, you know, having so many people reach out for coaching, that I knew there was a big need for help learning Facebook ads, in the online space. And so as I started making sales from my Facebook Lives, then I did an actual like launch, like webinar launch in September. And so I did 4 live webinars, and that's where even more sales came in. I hired a copywriter to Wow. help me with the emails and the sales page. And so that was really helpful. And then I did 4 live webinars, which, you know, I had done a couple live webinars before in my, you know, debt freedom days, but I was, yeah, it was still nervous every week to go live on Facebook. I mean, being in front of people, being in front of the camera, like it's not my favorite thing. It's something that I'm definitely working on, you know, pushing myself out of my comfort zone there. But I did it. I did 4 in 1 week and I was so proud of myself for doing it. And we ended up, I think, with the pre-sale and then the launch. I think we had like 56 or so. I think we got almost 60 students in that first launch.
Wow. That's fantastic. Actually, that's like badass. I'm all excited and it's like 2 years later, I'm like, oh no, that's so amazing. So I'm feeling all excited for you because I feel like anyone listening to this who wants to create something, they should be just as excited as I am because I understand the amount of work that you did. That was a lot of work. And
it was a lot of work and we didn't know if it was going to work.
Yeah.
Because, and I mean, the site was brand new and we had no idea if, you know, people would jump in and take advantage of the offer. But now we have over 500 students in the program. Wow. And so, yeah, it's been really a great asset in my business.
I'm curious to know, let me think here. I had so many thoughts. I'm curious to know what it was like going through that beta phase, because what I've discovered is with my course, there was a moment when I was like, oh, beta phase is over. And then I realized that it wasn't, because really I needed a whole cohort of students to really complete the course and give a lot more feedback. What was it like for you to kind of go through that beta phase of your launch and then transition to higher prices? And did you feel weird when you were like, so the price is going up? And what was that like for you, that transition?
Yeah. So, I mean, initially we started getting results right away. So we launched it in September of 2017. And I remember I went to FinCon in October of 2017. And already my students there who attend FinCon were coming up to me telling me their amazing success story that, you know, they had been working on, you know, ads for years, you know, wasting thousands of dollars. And then they, you know, took my ideas from the course, implemented them, and their costs, like driving traffic to their blog posts, went from like 58 cents down to like 4 cents. And so it was just amazing. I mean, the case studies and the results just started pouring in. So that's when I really kind of validated that I could teach in that manner. I knew that I could teach one-on-one, but I didn't know how well it would translate packaging it all up and then delivering it, you know, without being able to, you know, bounce off questions from each other, right? And so also with the course, then I offer group coaching calls. And so that's a good way to get my, you know, to kind of have a conversation around things. Mm-hmm. But the course itself with the content in there, I mean, that's already helping, you know, lots of people get great results with their Facebook ads.
A lot has changed actually with Facebook. Do you feel people can still be successful with Facebook ads? And have you had to tweak things in the course as a result of just changes on the platform?
Yeah, absolutely. So we definitely keep the course updated. So as we see like major changes to the ads manager, you know, come into place, then we update those things in the course. And then we're going to do a big overhaul this summer or the end of the summer, because in September, Facebook is making campaign budget optimization the only option. And so what that means, it sounds like a lot of words.
I do not understand this phrase that she has just thrown out.
So the way that I teach in the course, I mean, that's going to change the entire strategy. So the way that I teach in the course is that you set the budget on the ad set level. So basically there are 3 levels in creating a campaign. There's the campaign, which is the overarching umbrella, and then with for each offer. So 1 campaign per offer. And then within the campaign, then there you can have multiple different ad sets. And the way that I teach in the course is to set the budget on the ad set level. The ad set is basically the screen in the campaign where you tell Facebook what your settings are, who you want them to show the ad to, where you want it to appear, what your budget is right now. And then obviously within each ad set, you can have multiple ads, and that's what we see coming through our newsfeed. Mm-hmm. Well, Facebook is changing it so that the ad set level budget setting is going away. It's just going to be on the campaign level. So that completely changes the campaign structure and our strategy in optimizing ads. So we're going to be doing an overhaul of the course and everything once that rolls out, and that's our only option come September.
Are you testing this new way of running ads now to just kind of see how it changes results and what people need to anticipate? It sounds weird.
Absolutely.
My brain is hurting just thinking about this, by the way, because I'm like, I just got used to the other thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one of the benefits of us having our own ads agency is that we are working with clients. We're in the ads manager day in and day out on a variety of different campaigns with a variety of different clients, variety of different offers. Like, we are in it, we're testing it. And so we're testing, you know, when new ad options come up. You know, we didn't used to have story ads on Facebook. We didn't used to have Instagram story ads. And so as these new options come up, then we're testing them and figuring out best practices that we can then share with our students and incorporate into the course. So absolutely, we've already been testing campaign budget optimization. It's been an option for a while. It just wasn't my preferred option because I like having that control on the ad set level. But since it's going away and we're not going to have that option on the ad set level anymore, then we're definitely testing it on the ads team with our clients' campaigns. And so we first started it, you know, testing it on a very small scale. And now we're kind of expanding it to different strategies and testing it there so that we can speak to how to best utilize this option and what it's going to mean for optimizing your campaign after you get it set up. Because it's one thing to create your campaign. It's another thing to further test and tweak so that you can continue to lower your costs and improve your results down the road.
We're wrapping up this show, this conversation, and I would love for you to share one piece of advice that you would give to a would-be content creator, would-be digital content creator who's thinking about starting that podcast, writing that book, creating that course, or creating an event. What would you say to them in terms of if they should or shouldn't do it, or if they're experiencing some nerves and how they could go about it in a way that's safe for them and not scary?
Sure. So, I mean, anytime I think about a big scary goal. I mean, even when I was thinking about launching my first blog, I remember we bought the domain, and then my husband was helping me build the site. And so we created a landing page saying, you know, the website was coming soon. And I remember I was so nervous. My heart was beating so fast hitting publish on that thing, even though, you know, nobody in the world besides us two knew that this, you know, website was out there, that this landing page was there, that there was no way that people were going to just stumble upon, you know, entering this URL into their browser. But just being public and being out there was just a big step for me. And so every time I do an interview, every time I do my own podcast, every time I do, you know, go live or do an Instagram story, I always feel like, oh, what if people don't like what I have to say? What if people judge me? You know, there's all those nerves that come up. And I know that if I'm going to make the biggest impact that I can in my life, and if I'm going to be able to even have a chance at reaching my potential, and also the example that I'm setting for my kids, I don't want my kids to be afraid of, you know, stepping out of their comfort zone and, you know, doing something that they know that they, you know, can make a difference in the world with. So I always push past that, and I do it anyway, because I know every time I've done that in the past, the worst case scenario that you think is going to happen for sure in your mind never actually happens. And even if things don't go as well as you had hoped, you definitely learn from that and you get better, you get stronger, you learn from it for the next time that you're going to step out of your comfort zone. So think about, you know, if you're working on a podcast or a course, think about the people that you're going to affect. And if you take extra time because, you know, you're procrastinating, because I've definitely been there, where it takes longer than it should because you're trying to make it perfect, or, you know, you're just feeling like, oh, maybe it's not good enough yet. You know, think about what they're missing out on with that piece of content or that course not being out there in the world. So think about the people whose lives you can change with what you have to share.
I have a question for you, and I can't believe I've just brain farted, and it's actually a really good one. What the hell? Well, I got really excited about what you just said, so that's part of what's going on, but that was a really good, what? Oh, I know what it is. I want to circle back to pre-selling your course. I think that this is something that a lot of people might have difficulty wrapping their heads around. So you're working on this course. You're basically saying, hey, you can buy it. It's not finished yet. I'll deliver it such and such date. Could you break down that pre-sell process, like a little bit of the logistics and a little bit of the psychology of getting people to say yes to your product?
Yeah. So, tech-wise, I use Acuity Scheduling for scheduling, you know, clients and things. And so I like Acuity Scheduling because there are other scheduling tools out there like Calendly and Schedule Once and, you know, a few others like that. They all pretty much do the same thing, but Acuity Scheduling accepts payments. And I don't know if the others do now, but back then, as far as I knew, it was one of the only ones that accepted payments. And so I ended up using Acuity Scheduling through this landing page that we built to accept the payment initially before the course platform was created. And so that was the tech side of being able to actually do that. And then we just, you know, tagged these people on my email list that they were purchasers of the course and that once it was ready, we would need to get them their login information and all of that. But as far as like positioning the course, I talked about I did these Facebook Lives every week providing free content about Facebook ads and best practices. And then I would say, you know, and I'm creating my online course, Flourish with Facebook Ads. It's coming out. And I would basically talk about how it's going to be X price, but you can get it for this price now because, you know, I am asking for your patience and then I'm working on it. You know, I'm getting it ready. I'm working as quickly as possible, but you do need to be patient for a few more weeks as I, you know, put the finishing touches on it. And so that was basically my method of, you know, offering the pre-sale pricing for the course before it was actually launched.
By the way, listeners, I brought up the Acuity Scheduling information and it's a whopping $0 to $50 a month, depending on the tier that you want to use. And so there are ways to do what you're trying to do at a really low price with a really small investment and get people, you know, connected with whatever it is you're trying to sell them. So just as a side note. So Monica, you've shared more than you need to. It's time for you to go and see your babies because I will talk to you forever. So I don't want to do that to you. How can we connect with you? How can we follow you online? How can we just, I want to know all the things so that we can support and connect with you moving forward and so that people can buy your course.
Sure. Well, thank you. I could talk about this for days. So
So I'm like, I need to roll it back or else we're going to be on here.
Yeah, no, this is a lot of fun. And you're taking me back to when we first launched the course. So it's fun to have those memories and to know, like, you know, how far we've come and be able to appreciate that too, you know, how far we've come in the last 2 years with this course. And so anyway, so this has been really great. I really appreciate you having me. So I would love to offer my free Facebook Ads Starter Kit to your listeners for those of you who are interested in Facebook ads and just at least, you know, learning what's involved. So I know, you know, as we kind of spoke about, you know, to me, when I was first learning Facebook ads, it just seemed like this big mystery of what does it really take to have success with Facebook ads? Like, what do you actually need to think through in creating your campaign? Because, you know, you might guess that there's a lot of strategy that goes into it, you know, and people don't get the results that they're looking for when they just dive in and think that they're going to create a campaign without even thinking through what their goal is, what their plan is. So the Facebook Ads Starter Kit actually walks you through the 6 steps to creating campaigns that convert. And it's got a glossary in there. So if you're unfamiliar with some of the terms that I've thrown out today, then I break it all down in the glossary, but then also I've added a checklist because I absolutely love checklists and I want to make it super easy for you to plan your next profitable campaign and go into the ads manager with confidence. So you can find that at monicalouie.com/moneyhungry and grab your copy there. Yeah. And then, on social, I am Flourish with Monica on Instagram and Facebook and Monica R. Louie on Twitter. So I would love to see you, you know, send me a message and tell me that you heard me on the podcast. I'd love to connect with you.
All right, everyone. I have so many things that I apparently need to do. I need to grab that toolkit, work my way through it. I am actually very excited about this course as well. So Flourish with Facebook Ads, definitely I will share a link to it. And the show notes for this show will be out there in the world and hopefully you'll interact with it so you can get that information. Thank you so much for all of your tips, wisdom, and information. And I just am so excited to watch you continue to grow your empire and get us all making money with our Facebook ads and getting people to our products, our websites, all the things. So thank you so much, Monica. I wish you all the best and continued success.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.